You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Women's bodies have been treated as battlefields for as long as we can remember, across geography, across culture, across history. Regardless of cultural and religious contexts, a woman is hardly, if ever, more than an interpreted idea of purity and impurity. Those interpretations by men, naturally. While on the one hand, females are celebrated as goddesses and forces of creation, in our country, they are also the ones regarded as second-class citizens, often not even allowed to be born. This is a hypocrisy that, while well-established and well-trodden and well-known, still needs emphasizing. If India is a bundle of contradictions, Exhibit A is its relationship with women. All religions exclude women from positions of power, and when politics, faith, and religion get mixed up, the results are explosive. In a chapter straight out of The Handmaid's Tale, the dystopian novel by Margaret Atwood, the Republican Party in the US is pushing its agenda of controlling women's reproductive rights. Roe v. Wade, the seminal Supreme Court judgment that legalized abortion in the United States, now stands threatened thanks to the contentious appointment of alleged sexual assaulter and supposed anti-abortion justice Brett Kavanaugh. Back home in India, as the Me Too upheaval rages across our news feeds and crimes against women spiral out of control, somehow, the headline of the day is whether women of menstrual age will be allowed into Shabarimala by the protesting devotees. My name is Rakesh, and even as we were putting this podcast together, tension was rife in Kerala at Nilakkal, the main gateway to Shabarimala, after police personnel dispersed protesters opposing the entry of girls and women of menstrual age into the shrine. This is unfolding despite a historic Supreme Court ruling last month that lifted a centuries-old ban on girls and women of menstruating age from visiting the temple. Kerala's Shabarimala temple is scheduled to open today for devotees in the backdrop of the judgment. The custom, as you probably know, was challenged by a clutch of petitioners who argued that women cannot be denied the constitutional right to worship. The events of today, the day that Shabarimala temple was opened for all, constitute the crux of our pick of the day. My name is Rakesh, and you're listening to Money Control.
Editor's pick of the day. Tensions high as Shabarimala temple opens for all people at 5 p.m. today.
The verdict, since its issuance, has unleashed a storm of conflicting opinions and caused a few thousand detractors to protest across Kerala and call the verdict an affront to their traditional beliefs. As tensions mounted, the police reportedly removed a makeshift shelter erected by Sabarimala Achara Samrakshana Samiti that had organized a sit-in to chant Ayyappa mantras to protest against the Supreme Court order permitting women of all age groups to enter the shrine. The protesters also tried to block buses near the key entry point to the temple and were then dispersed after the police initiated action in the early hours of Wednesday. Till yesterday, a conversation between the Travancore Devaswam board and various bodies and influential opinion makers failed to yield any concrete solution to check the unrest. We can read this conflict as a literal gender war, but what complicates the issue is that even a large number of women are against women entering the shrine, and this just goes to demonstrate once again how strong and almost intractable the grip of religion is upon our collective psyche that it even challenges constitutional notions of equality. As First Post pointed out, it's telling that of the 5 Honourable Justices who delivered the Sabarimala verdict, the only dissenting voice was that of the lady on the bench. Her reason for doing so was more about religious freedom. She said courts must not interfere with issues concerning deep religious sentiments except in cases like sati, which is clearly a social evil. As per reports, several devotees, a large number of them women, blocked buses, cars and pulled out women, asking them to go back. The Kerala police, in the meanwhile, treads across a minefield as it makes arrangements to defuse the situation post Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan's press meet yesterday, where he said that the government will ensure facilities to allow all devotees to go to the Shabarimala shrine. A massive posse of 1,000 security personnel, 800 men and 200 women, has been deployed at Nilakkal and Pampa base. 500 security personnel have been deployed at Sannidhanam. But hours ahead of the opening of the Shabarimala shrine for monthly prayers, drama ensued as a woman who tried to climb the Shabarimala hills had to return to Pampa after being blocked by male devotees. Another was stopped from proceeding at the Pathanamthitta bus terminal by irate passengers. In another development, former Travancore Devaswam board president Prayar Gopalakrishnan, along with 20 people, was taken into custody for protesting against entry of women in the age group of 10 to 50 to the Shabarimala shrine. Amid this ideological and literal battlefield, MP Subramanian Swamy took a vociferous stand by backing the Supreme Court decision and was cited in reports as saying, Supreme Court has made a decision, but now you're saying that it's our tradition. Triple talaq was also a tradition in that way. Everybody was applauding when it was abolished. The same Hindus have come to the streets now. It's a fight between Hindu Renaissance and obscurantism. Renaissance says all Hindus are equal and caste system should be abolished. Because no Brahmin today is only intellectual, they're in cinema and business as well. Where is it written that caste is from birth? Shastras can be amended. Unquote. While news sources quoted Kerala Police Chief Loknath Behra that none would be stopped, nor would anyone be allowed to take law into their own hands, a woman devotee attempted suicide by trying to hang herself from a tree in Thiruvananthapuram in protest against the Supreme Court's verdict. The Kerala unit of Shiv Sena, which sounds very odd to say, has also been busy issuing inflammatory statements and has threatened to stage mass suicides if women enter the temple. P.R.G., a senior Shiv Sena leader, stated that suicide squads comprising men and women are ready for what he calls is the supreme sacrifice. There's also a petitioner by the name of Rahul Ishwar who was quoted according to multiple sources for this statement. We want to adopt a Gandhian protest where thousands of people will be laying down on the road. If people want to intrude on our beliefs, they should do so by stepping on our chests. This is a cry and plea for respecting our sensitivities. Our mothers, grandmothers and sisters are all protesting, praying and fasting across 12 states. We ask for 5 days as we are to go to the Supreme Court on the 22nd of the month. We are going to guard our shrine. Unquote. The tribal voice, which is usually unheard in political conflicts, has been extensively quoted this time as tribals living in the hills around Shabrimala believe that the government and the Travancore Devaswam board were trying to demolish centuries-old customs. 4 review petitions have already been filed against the Shabrimala judgment. Even as the Kerala government struggles to abide by the Supreme Court's decision, both BJP and Congress have been busy stirring the pot of controversy. While Congress-led UDF members staged a protest against the Supreme Court's verdict at Erumeli in Kottayam, and Congress leaders arrived at Nilakkal to question the state government's move to remove protesters, Kerala BJP President P.S. Sridharan Pillai issued a warning to the Kerala CM, and I quote, "We give him 24 hours to resolve the issue. If he fails to do it, then he should be prepared to see a different type of protest from us. We will make it very clear that we are not trying to make political capital through this campaign." Unquote. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan called both parties out to say, and I quote, "The Congress has joined the BJP in trying to drive a wedge between the devotees and the government, and they are trying to break the secular tradition of our state." Unquote. Malayalam actor Kollam Tulasi helped the situation in his own unique manner, shall we say, by saying, and I quote, "Women in the restricted age group who visit the Lord Ayyappa temple should be ripped apart." Unquote. But as First Post pointed out, even the Supreme Court judgment cannot ease women into a stringently forbidding shrine where even unisex toilets and other supportive facilities are conspicuously inadequate. At the time of my recording, it is about 4:15 in the evening. Let's do a quick rundown of all the events we've seen so far in the Shabrimala area. Devaswam Minister Kadakampalli Surendran in a Facebook post had said that no one will be allowed to block pilgrims from worshipping Lord Ayyappa. No one would be allowed to disrupt the peace, he went on to say, adding that he has reached Shabrimala to facilitate women's entry. Meanwhile, the former Travancore Devaswam board president and the wife of Kandararu Maheshwararu Tantri were taken into police custody at Pampa for protesting against the Supreme Court verdict allowing women entry into the shrine. Current Devaswam board president A. Padmakumar went on to say, "We are bound by the orders of the Supreme Court. We are not taking sides and we are not politicizing this issue." V.K. Narayanan, chief of the forest dwellers, said considering menstruating women impure is a Dravidian custom and is associated with the worship of nature by the tribal people. He went on to say, and I quote, "Lord Ayyappa is our god. Restrictions imposed on women of a certain age group from entering the shrine is a part of our custom. Following the custom is very important for worshipping at the Lord Ayyappa temple situated in the dense forests. It should not be violated. Impure women should not be allowed in the Shabrimala temple." In relation to the same, dozens of tribal and scheduled caste women and children living in the hills around Shabrimala have assembled at Nilakkal to keep a vigil. The people from these tribes and scheduled castes who live in the area believe that if women of menstruating age climb the hill, violating the centuries-old custom, it will be a bad omen. Meanwhile, female journalist Libby, who had planned to go to Shabrimala, has now decided to return. Police had previously offered protection to Libby and 50 persons were booked for trying to block her at Pathanamthitta. News 18 Kerala crew covering the Shabrimala protests has been attacked by a mob near the shrine as of about 4 o'clock in the evening. Women journalists were also attacked on their way to the shrine. Two women devotees who tried to reach Sabarimala were forced to cut short their visits amid protests. Congress, BJP hold sit-ins and hunger strikes at Pamba and Nilakkal. Travancore Devaswam Board's bid to bring consensus among Tantri, Pandalam Palace and government failed again, and no one would be allowed to block pilgrims, to reiterate is what Devaswam Minister Kadakampalli Surendran went on to say. News reports are also emerging that India Today crew and a News Minute reporter were also attacked. As I hit end record in the studio here, the latest I'm hearing from the News 18 crew in Kerala is that K. Sudhakaran, working president of Kerala Pradesh Congress Committee, backed the protesters and accused the police of provoking them. He said, and I quote, "It is the police that is provoking the devotees. We fully stand by the devotees," unquote.
Editor's pick of the day. Tensions high as Sabarimala Temple opens for all people at 5 p.m. today.
Well, the juxtaposition of the Me Too movement on the one hand and the events unfolding in Kerala on the other could not be, well, more Indian. Just as the tide of gender crimes against women cannot be stemmed just by formulating laws that fall by the wayside when confronted by ground realities, a verdict, regardless of its progressive intent, can only do so much to grant women their full humanity. The notions of purity and impurity, in the meanwhile, continue to dictate where women and their bodies can go and not go. The Sabarimala Temple opens its doors for all people at 5 o'clock this evening.
This has been today's Editor's Pick. And you've been listening to Money Control.